Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. What's the occasion today, Robbie? What's the playlist for?
Well, I assume the Heat are going to be going back to their blue vice uniforms today, I'm guessing.
I don't know. I was surprised that they didn't have them on Sunday. They were wearing their regular home whites. I was like, what is the occasion? Is it the playoffs? Why are you guys wearing your normal jerseys? This is such a rare treat. I don't remember the last time you guys wore your home whites. I'm excited tonight, though.
Maybe it was a Sunday. You have to wear your Sunday whites.
I don't know. I was like, oh yeah. Like I was walking around. I actually didn't notice until I saw the Heat dancers were doing the routine to the normal song. I was like, oh. I'm like, yeah. Look at the court. The court's normal. It's not Vice night tonight. What the hell?
Yeah, and it's in the middle of a homestand. You had a Vice game on Friday. They're still in the homestand.
Maybe they had like a concert, so they took out the hardwood anyway. Maybe that was the deal. I don't know. That'd be a lot of shifting because, they did it Friday. They didn't do it, and then they didn't do it Sunday. So there must have been something that went down Saturday night. That arena's busy.
You got to imagine. If they're not wearing it today, you could bet the house they're wearing it on Friday in a national game against the Lakers.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, that's definitely going to be a Vice night. Because ESPN's really in on the Heat Vice. Zach Lowe loves the Vice uniforms. He's the only person who I think loves the Vice uniforms more than the Heat marketing department is Zach Lowe. He is all about the Heat Vice uniforms.
Shout out, Michael McCullough.
Shout out, man. I like seeing what those guys are doing during the game. Michael McCullough, Eric Woolworth. I like seeing what the bigwigs are doing during the game.
Andy Ellisberg.
He's always off on that side table. You know what I noticed? I didn't notice where Riley was. He wasn't in his normal seats, and then I saw... Actually, Hockman went to the game with his son, and he took a picture of Riley. He was sitting in the Zoe seats at that little triumphant table. So, I don't know. Riley wasn't in his normal little area that's like three rows up from Mickey off to the side. And then I was noticing Mickey's always got the same thing. He's got like the rolled up sleeves that's going on. He's got that gorgeous silver fox hair that's flowing. And then his son's always got the suit on. The son is always buttoned up, like he's ready for a CEO meeting. Something's going down. You know, everybody else is a little bit looser. It's a Sunday. Not Nick Harrison. He's looking like the boss. He's looking like, hey, it's my ship now. You know what I was wondering, though, Leroy? Hello. You're done with your show with Joe Rose. Every morning you got some take.
No. So here's what happened. Yesterday, Zach told me I really like that 30 for 30 on the 95 Browns. I was like, okay.
Believe Land?
No.
I think it's one of those NFL Network ones. I don't think it was ESPN 30 for 30.
Every documentary is just a 30 for 30 now?
I don't know. I thought it was a 30 for 30.
It's the one that talks about the entire country.
And so
staff.
Yesterday, he sent me a picture that he took off the TV of me when they were interviewing me. And I thought it was somebody else.
Right.
Said, who's this clown with a White Sox hat on and a goatee? But it was me.
Oh.
And so that's what we were talking about just that whole.
When were you interviewed for this?
Because we were leading the division, and then they told us the team was moving. And so there was 1,000 camera crews right outside the facility when we left.
Oh, so this is like an archived interview. This isn't like you sat down for
correct.
The documentary.
Right, right.
Oh, it's called The Football Life. That's the NFL Network version of the 30 for 30.
So it's a football life, the Browns are leaving town?
No, it was The Football Life, the 95 Browns with the coaching staff.
Right.
With Saban yes. and, you know, right. Dimitrioff and Mangini.
This,
right.
But we've been getting emails this weekend from Golen from HBO, because they have that coming out soon too, right? Like the Bill Belichick, Nick Saban sit down, which is coming, because they sent us some excerpt about like how happy Belichick was that Nick Saban was leaving the division and going to Alabama. And Nick Saban's like, oh, I don't believe that, and which he's right. I mean, Belichick's still cheating. How about these Patriots, huh? Still cheating.
But my
like,
question
is never against, just. I have a question. Never losing their fastball.
I have a question. I mean, this is, and I don't know what you call it, what you want. It's the Patriots, so it's cheating. But you get the film anyway. So what is he filming?
He was filming the sidelines. He wasn't filming the game.
Okay.
But he was out there focused on the Bengals sidelines. Supposedly with their claim, this is the adorable thing they're claiming. They do this thing called Do Your Job, which is like their in-house documentary thing, which a lot of organizations these days are producing
in-house
in-team stuff.
The
Florida Panthers, for example, they got like 7 people who work on staff, you know, and most of the press conferences, like, Panthers only have like one regular assigned person who covers the team.
Right.
The rest of the people there are basically in-house Panthers people. I was speaking to one of the people who is like the Panthers PR person, and when they move to their new facility in a year, which is going to be in Fort Lauderdale, they're going to have like an entire media studio.
The Browns have
one of those. If you guys saw Hard Knocks, yeah.
The Browns have a studio where they can either do television stuff. They have a radio show. They run out of there. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So the Patriots have this documentary, Do Your Job. And supposedly this guy was doing a feature on a scout. And so I guess the guy was turned towards the quote unquote scout. And
but again, we're what, even if it's cheating,
yeah, it is,
okay, call it what you want. What are you accomplishing? Because at the end of the day, if you don't have anybody that could cover, is AJ Green even playing?
Cheating against the Bengals,
right? If you don't have anybody who can tackle,
Tune-up fight. Everybody has a tune-up fight. You know, you get yourself ready for the main event, so you're just getting your cheating.
But I don't like
your
I don't,
cheating eye
I,
a little bit loose look, for the next game that
I get
matters.
It.
That was
you
supposed
call,
to be Joshua Ruiz 1 was supposed to be a tune-up fight.
Right?
You can call it you can call it cheating, right? But how? I don't understand. How is it cheating? Because at the end of the day, when you line up across from the guy across from you, that footage that you have does nothing. You still have to defend and guard that guy.
That's all right. You defend your guy, Belichick.
I'm
Let's
not defending anybody.
Let's get the headlines.
Oh,
this
goodness.
Is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar.
It has nothing to do with being loyal.
Sports station.
The non-cheaters, the Miami Heat, they are back in action tonight against the Atlanta Hawks.
Hot dog, let's go. I'm ready.
I'm a little shocked by this. I know they like to do 8 o'clock tip-offs on Friday nights and Saturday nights, but a Tuesday night, 8 o'clock tip-off? Oh, actually, no, this is probably wrong because it was supposed to be a TNT game, and then it got moved.
I thought it got moved, too.
But you know what? I shouldn't trust the ESPN website. That's stupid of me.
I'll check it right now. Let's see. Let's go to Miami, MiamiHeat.com,
yeah,
the old faithful.
Yeah, reliable. I'm pretty sure it's a 7:30 tip-off. Because it was supposed to be an 8 o'clock tip-off because it was supposed to be a TNT game, and then they changed that TNT
game. It says
game.
On Heat.com it says 8 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe it is. Maybe it is. Because you're right. I know Friday got moved back
to 7
o'clock. This says, let's see, Heat schedule. Oh, man, really? Here we go. It is off of national television, but it does say that it's still an 8 o'clock start. So... That's according to Heat.com.
Yeah, I'm going to check NBA.com, too. I believe it's also going to say that it is an 8 o'clock tip-off. Yep, which, by the way, makes it, if that's the case, it's a 7 o'clock pregame, JetBlue Vacations pregame, right here on the ticket with both Zaslow and Tommy Tuck. Zaslow's back.
I don't know what's wrong with my vibes, right?
Yeah.
But one of the texts I read from last night, Eli Manning looks like a poop is on the horizon.
Well, yeah, that game happened last night. The Eagles beat the Giants in overtime.
Oh, my goodness.
17.
Guess what? I went to sleep. I thought I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
Only to get up in the morning and go, huh.
You know what I did? What I got the gist of? None of that game because I had no interest in watching it.
It was a poop fest.
You want to know the sad thing? I watched the whole game.
You watched the whole game?
It was one of those days. I mean, first of all, I was rooting for the Giants because obviously for draft purposes, I was rooting for the Giants. I had all sorts of action and fantasy implications, and I ended up staying for the up for that whole game. Like, why did I do this?
Yeah, I look at those games, like, if it's not a big game, I look at non-local nights like vacation. I'm just like, oh, I got no Heat, I got no Panthers, no Dolphins, no Canes to watch. I'm watching TV.
Yeah, this is my move.
What is the national game tonight? Oh, it's Eagles versus Eli Manning. Pass.
And the Giants got up by two touchdowns. Like, oh, whoa, this could be moving and shaking for the draft order. And
I just watched the Eagles get their ass whooped by the Dolphins, who have no NFL players, and they got smoked. I have no respect for that team if they win the division. No way.
None.
Pass.
Well, it's going to be the equivalent to, remember the NFC South?
Yeah.
They used to always, with the Panthers winning with
seven,
a
look, eight, eight, one, seven,
Seattle 7
and
9.
Seattle won a game, didn't they?
Yeah,
they won a game.
The earthquake game with Marshawn Lynch. Beastquake game.
Like, it's amazing. Like, man, could you imagine playing 16 games and it coming down to the last week and you're like 6-9?
Well, how about the fact that I think it's probably shaking out that one of the NFC West teams is going to get screwed, right? Because you're going to be in a position where an NFC East team is going to get in maybe with a 500, maybe under 500 record.
Yeah, San Francisco or Seattle has to go on the road to play either Dallas or Philadelphia in the first round of the playoff.
Right. I mean, look, let's be clear. If you have to go to either Dallas or Philadelphia, you're probably fine with that, right?
You now have,
there's a reason why they're 7-9 or they're going to be 8-8 and win the division.
You have LA and Chicago both with better records than whoever is going to win the NFC.
And one of those guys aren't going to make the playoffs because the Vikings are close.
Yeah, no, the Vikings right now the ins are San Francisco, Green Bay, New Orleans. The four is Dallas currently, Seattle, Minnesota, and then the two out right now are Los Angeles, Chicago. And then Philadelphia is the team after that.
Well,
so,
but you'd
so
Seattle, you have, I mean, so Philly have, and Dallas could swap.
So you have two third-place teams right now in each of those divisions that are going to be snuffed out because of a stupid NFC East division
but you have
team.
To, you, look, division winners always make the playoffs.
I know they do. Should they?
It's just, yes.
You think so? This day and age?
Are you really willing to have divisions?
Don't mean anything.
Right, and then not have them mean anything.
I think you can have a compromise and have them assured a playoff spot, but maybe not give them a home game.
You mean reseed after the – but here's the problem. If you reseed, you could possibly have two teams from the same division getting byes.
Yeah.
And you can't have that.
But the only thing that's really left with the division is that's who you're going to play twice. Like, they could definitely figure it out to where that's not who you play twice.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, like, that's how the balance of the schedule works. I really don't see any other point. Like, they redid the divisions probably, what,
15 years ago?
Right, when they added...
They made it four divisions.
Right.
Yeah, when the Texans expanded.
Why not make it no divisions? Because, like, the Patriots every year, like, they do this strength of schedule. It's fugazi because the Patriots... They get to play the AFC East and have for
okay,
20
years. Okay, but that's happened.
Not like that.
No, not for that long. But when you think of all the teams in that you think of in the same breath as the Patriots, they all have said the same thing in their era.
I have the strength of schedule for me only because I'm on the Tankathon website.
Okay.
The two best teams, San Francisco and Baltimore, 5-12, 5-14 strength of schedule. And you have the Saints, 4-88 strength of schedule. The Patriots, 4-52 strength of schedule.
Okay, but again, like if you go back to all the teams that were dominant in their era, so, like, I'm just saying, you go with the Steelers when they won four. When you go with Buffalo, when Buffalo went to four straight Super Bowls, they were saying the same thing about Buffalo.
Everybody brings up the 72 Dolphins and the schedule that they had.
Right. But it happens.
Yeah, but does this come because, like, you played in an era where, like, you played with a pretty storied rivalry, like Cleveland and the Steelers? Like,
but the Steelers won the division every year.
I know, so
all that stuff that you're saying.
But you always say, like, how important it was for the Browns to beat the Steelers. And even though you never did.
Right. Exactly. Like, I mean, and keep in mind, a lot of this is regional. So, like, to say, you know, Steelers and Browns, that's a 2.5 hour trip. You can just drive to the game. If there were no divisions, that game is just another game. No.
Now, Leroy, let me ask you this. Is this always going to happen? Because the team with the toughest strength of schedule out of everybody is the Bengals. Is that because they're the worst team? Everyone's just getting a win on them?
Well, no, that's because, one, you can't determine, like, when you do the schedules. So mm-hmm. it goes, you know, the seedings determine your schedule, mm-hmm. right? And you don't know what teams are going to be good next year.
Yeah, that's right.
And so,
well, it makes sense because if you think about their schedule right now, they're taking on the AFC East this year, right?
Yep.
Right.
So they have two playoff teams that they've taken on, probably in the
Patriots and Bills,
and then they have two playoff teams right now in the Steelers and Ravens. So it makes sense,
right? So
maybe the Bengals aren't that bad. They just have a ridiculous strength of schedule.
I mean, no. Because if they were better, then their strength of schedule wouldn't be as good. You know, that's kind of here.
Really?
If you're beating up on the other teams and give them a loss, your strength of schedule gets weaker.
Well, no, he told you that he gave you the teams and it said that you had Baltimore and you had.
Okay, that's because
they're also getting wins on the Bengals.
They're also getting wins on the teams that it weakens the strength of schedule. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't think you know strength of schedule. Say if
you play in a division and you're leading a division by two games, well, yeah, your strength of schedule is going to be a little bit weaker because you're beating up on all the teams in your division. Okay, you're not playing here. The way they make it sound, okay. For example, I will pretty much guarantee you that if you go throughout college, right? Utah's strength of schedule or Oregon's strength of schedule is not going to be as strong as the strength of schedule in the SEC because they beat up on all those teams. There's only a couple of good teams out there, and they're running through the West, and guess what? Their strength of schedule is not that good. That's just how it goes. If you're beating everybody, your strength of schedule is going to be weaker.
You got anything else, Robbie?
Oh, no, the Marlins are apparently in on Nick Castellanos, but, you know, the price tag got too big for them. And Steven Strasburg signed that ridiculous deal with the Nationals.
Yeah, that's you know what? Good on the Nationals. At least they'll take one of those guys and have him forever. But, yeah, that's, I mean, $250 million for a guy into his 37th year. Oof. For a pitcher?
That guy throws heat, though.
I mean, I get it. But
how long can the heat stay up?
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have Stanton in his contract or Strasburg in his contract?
I mean, Stanton's porcelain. I mean,
No. That's not the question.
I don't have time for this question. We got to get to 15 minutes of heat. It's late.
You suck.
15 minutes of heat.
Everybody. Your favorite basketball team back on the hardwood tonight. 8 o'clock tip-off from the AAA. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Comcast. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. It's also brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, cell phones, mattresses, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. Heat looking to move to 11-0 on.
Sorry, we're both doing it. Bad beats.
There's no worse than
share with the class, y'all.
Wait, huh?
Share with the class.
So they had a little ticky-tock foul, one team, right? And they were winning by three, and the spread was 4.5. So the guy goes and makes two free throws. There's 3 seconds left to go in the game. So they just let him dribble it down. They pass it. He shoots it from the timeline, makes it, covers.
Like it was like a nonchalant.
It was a nonchalant. Like it was like practice. He wasn't even trying.
They're just dribbling out the clock, and then, hey, whatever, let me just throw up this 40-footer. Bang.
Gambling gods. They know no bounds. So the Heat are back in action tonight. They take on the Atlanta Hawks. Looking to go do 11-0 now on the hardwood. No Justice Winslow tonight. He is out. No Goran Dragic, he remains out, as that's not that big a surprise. We have Bam, he is questionable with a groin injury, although they obviously very much need him because of how thin they are already.
Well, for Friday, keep in mind.
Deion Waiters, he has been upgraded to questionable with his illness.
Whoa.
Now, a big celebration today, boys. It's Deion Waiters' birthday.
Oh.
Philly Cheese was up early on the gram reposting birthday love on his story. So I don't know if he's going to be playing tonight. Probably not. I don't know if he's going to get any birthday buckets for himself, but 28 years old.
Birthday buckets.
Yep.
Wait, in order to get some birthday buckets, you first got to get some birthday minutes.
You got to, yeah, well.
But he might, this is how this game might go. That Spo's going to be playing guys, and then he's going to just see guys gassed, and he's going to look down to the bench, and he's going to be like, Deion's going to start taking his pants off because he know what's up. Go ahead, Deion.
It is his birthday. It would be nice to let somebody play on their birthday. Just a couple. First of all, the Hawks, defense ain't a thing.
Right. But if you ain't scoring, it could get ugly. Because even if they don't play defense, if you don't make shots, you might need somebody to go ahead on. And you know what's going to happen? I'm telling you what's going to happen right now. Deion's going to get some minutes. He going to hit like 6 3-pointers. Right? And then he ain't going to play a minute next on Friday.
No, he's not playing against the Lakers.
And then all hell's going to break loose. Because if you look at that from Deion, you're like, look, man, I got penalized. I got fined. I waited my time. I got an opportunity to play. I balled out when I played. And then I don't play the next game. You can understand how that could be frustrating for him. And the Heat are thinking, well, we ain't have nobody else to play. Normally, we wouldn't play you, but we had no choice.
Yeah, and like Tobin said about the Hawks not playing defense, I think the Heat don't want him to play because there's a very good chance that if he plays tonight, he's going to ball out, and then the Heat are put in this awkward position of not playing him the next game against the Lakers after he balled out.
Yeah, but like it's one of those things where if I was to bring him out, like I'd want him to come out and feel a little bit froggy. Maybe that gets him more in line. Like, I never know what's going to happen. Like, he's got to be at the point where he knows, like, there's not going to be a game.
Reason why he's in the situation he's in because he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
He's apologized, though. Didn't you have a statement? No. He apologized.
Wait. We said 1,000 times, you should be whacked right now. Here's why. Because we've said 1,000 times, Hassan has finally got it. For 2 years, we said that. So sometimes you think one would get it.
I would like to apologize to my teammates, coaches, and basketball staff, the fans, and the entire organization for the incident on the team plane. I was wrong and take responsibility for what happened, and I'm sorry what I put everyone through. I'm happy to be back with my teammates, and I'm looking forward to get back on the court playing basketball. So he's looking forward to tonight. Bygones be bygones.
Okay.
It's a birthday. What would you get Deion Waiters for his birthday if you were Eric Spoelstra?
Let me read one message from Hassan 2 years ago. Me and Spo had a long talk for like 4 hours, and we squashed it. We got everything right, and now it's just about basketball.
What would you get Deion Waiters for his birthday if you were Eric Spoelstra? He gets him a present, no?
No.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Do people get him birthday presents?
No.
Nobody?
Happy birthday, dude. Move on.
So you're saying that James Johnson doesn't get him a birthday present.
Oh, I didn't say. You asked me if Spo did.
Yeah.
I could see him, you know, a Deion Waiters unwrapping a present from Spo. What is this? Oh, it's a clock? Does that mean I'm getting minutes tonight?
A clock. A watch.
It's a grandfather clock. I think that it would be a nice gesture. Just a little bit of run.
I mean, you might not have a choice.
Sorry to get distracted again. I've never seen this before, but UFC has made bad beats.
Because of Rosenstrike?
Yeah, because of Rosenstrike against Overeem.
Well, what was the beat?
Well, because Overeem was dominating on the scorecards, and he was going to win. He just had 10 seconds left to go in the round, and then next thing you know, he gets his face broken.
Dude, that was one of the grossest things I've seen. I've seen some gross faces.
Four Ooh. Seconds left.
Look. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah.
Look.
They really shouldn't put that face on television. It's gross.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Tyron Spong's boy, Rosenstrike.
Really?
From the same country. Suriname.
Suriname, that's right.
Yep.
Does he also have a cougar?
I don't know, man.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. He was training with Anthony Joshua for this fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I found odd because...
It's the size. It's the size thing.
No, it wasn't the size thing. What I found odd about it was that Joshua has the same promoters as this guy, Alexander Usyk, who Spong was supposed to fight. And they wouldn't let Spong fight him because they found, quote, an adverse finding in his drug test. But then his next one came back clean. And I just find it odd that the promoter of Anthony Joshua
is still hanging
wouldn't let the guy fight his one fighter, Usyk, but he's cool with him training with his prize heavyweight.
That fight game is
very shady.
Somebody said, get Dion a Peloton bike.
That's funny.
Get Dion like the wife. Like the wife in the Peloton commercial, just instead it's just Philly cheese getting his minutes. I mean, that's probably what
Philly
he's doing.
Cheese.
What else do you think Dion is doing at this point? He probably is rocking the Peloton a lot.
No. Really? Dion, like, man. Like, you remember when D-Wade got in that good shape? He was cut up or whatever. That ain't going to be Dion. Dion's he's a tad bit portly. Like, it's just his features, right? So he could be in the best shape he's ever been in his life.
Yeah,
he's
no,
not going to be...
He's part of the FFC like me. Fat Face Contingency.
Yeah, Levitard. And
yeah, we have meetings. We have meetings every month at the FFC. And Dion is one of our prize athletes.
Yeah. Yep. Him and Tippy Toe 3.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
You got to be wary. Some funny moments, though. There was a feature done on Slam Magazine with Bam, Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero, and some funny stuff coming out of that. We'll bring you that next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. So we have a couple more pairs of tickets to give away today to Panthers Senators next Monday. We are having a show field trip out to the BB&T Center. We want to bring some of our listeners along.
Hey, we need to try to set something else up.
Hmm?
You know what's next week?
What is next week?
What?
Tobin doesn't watch Star Wars. He watches The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I got to get caught up on The Mandalorian.
The new episodes haven't come out yet.
I know, but I'm only through 3.
There's only one more.
I think they're up to 5 now. Isn't Tuesday night?
No, I tried to watch 5. Maybe it was my method.
Did you see that win yesterday by the Kings where they hit the game winner against the Rockets? And the Rockets yesterday, they lost their protest.
So they got 2 losses in 1?
Yeah.
2 losses in 1 day.
So they lost their protest, and then the Kings' Twitter account put afterwards, protest that.
Whoa.
Protest that.
Dude did shoot a long 3.
Yeah, he did. Now, you know, the Kings want you to slow your roll a little bit, but even still.
They're getting better, man.
Funny tweet's a funny tweet.
They're getting better. But they're still one of those bad franchises.
And that was from the bathroom, though. Wow. Against the Rockets.
Yeah, it was a monster shot. It was way deep.
Did James Harden do any more demonstrations last night? Did he do any of those flailing fouls?
I don't know.
He did one, but I think they
people loved your demonstration.
It went viral.
It went viral. it was picking up steam like crazy yesterday. People love. If you guys haven't seen it yet, go to my Twitter account @Brendan_Tobin. It's still up on my Instagram page. I might have to move it to the official page because I don't know how much longer the story will be up there. But
I'll retweet it.
Robbie's demonstration on why Dwayne Wade got real fouls and Jimmy and James Harden is a trickster. He just goes out there and he gimmicks to get fouls. The distinct difference is pointed out by our own Robbie the degenerate, and it is beautiful. It is art.
It's art, science.
Art, science. So anyway, we have a couple pairs of tickets to give away to the Senators and Panthers next week. Panthers are back in action tonight. They're taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning as the Cats are looking to keep things right, get their winning streak to 3, as Bobrovsky looked really great over the weekend. But we want to take some people to the Panthers game with us. So be listening today for the Panthers Thundercats song. You hear it a couple times today. That will be your cue to call. You listen for the Panthers Thundercats song, and that will be your cue to call to win your way to our Panthers Senators field trip next Monday at the BB&T Center. Looking forward to that, and looking forward to watching some Cats action with everybody. So I was watching this before the show today. I was watching this little sit down. This has been out, I think, probably for about a week, but I haven't just gotten the chance to watch it yet. It is a sit down with Slam Magazine with Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Tyler Hero, who right now are basically the faces of the Heat. I mean, if you're going to pick your top three guys, and we talked about when we did our little jersey poll, these were the top guys that got the most vote. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. Tyler Hero, that guy, he gets, I think, arguably gets the biggest pop out of anybody, even more than Jimmy Butler right now. People love Tyler Hero. A lot of number 14 jerseys being rocked right
now. People love the three.
They love the three. They love Tyler Hero. I would say right now he's arguably the most popular Heat player. I know that Jimmy Butler is the most famous, but people really dig Tyler Hero right now. So they did a little sit down. It's called Point 'Em Out, and what Point 'Em Out is the producer of this piece will ask a bunch of random questions. For example, who's most likely to wear a romper to the game? Obviously, both Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo point out to Tyler Hero. You know, then the last questions like who's most likely to fall asleep at the on the beach? They both point to Bam Adebayo. He's the only one who knows how to swim. Yep. So he's out there. They say him. But this was a funny one. So Robert, you got this. This was Slam Magazine asking, who out of the three of you, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Tyler Hero, is most likely to sleep with a nightlight? A nightlight, Leroy. And this is what the group had to say.
Who is the most likely to sleep with a nightlight?
Three, two... Hold on. First of all...
You scared of dark, huh?
Yes.
I'm scared of dark, too.
So I sleep with the TV. So is the TV technically a nightlight?
Yeah, it is. I sleep with the bathroom light on. Yeah, I don't mess around. Nope.
Yeah, I ain't got time to be...
I need to know when somebody come in there and try to kill me so I can play dead.
Or...
if I can't see him, I can't do it.
The person under the bed. You know, everybody got one person under the bed.
No, that's not true.
You know, you've ever had your foot hanging off between the covers, and you'd be like, you'd be thinking like, what if somebody like just yanked my leg, and you'd be like, you know what?
Put my leg somebody back yanked my yeah. leg.
You ever had you agree? Nah, just hanging out the cover, like off the side of the bed. Not even nothing crazy.
If somebody pulled my leg, bro, I would lose my...
That's my point. That's why I sleep with the TV. Just in case, you know what I'm saying, the boogeyman.
With or without the TV, if your leg is hanging off the side and somebody pull it, the TV can't do nothing for you.
Yeah, but I know what the hand look like at least.
You gonna probably see their faces. They pull your ass underneath the bed.
Well, at that point, I'm a monster.
It's too late. Oh, Wait a minute. That was asinine. Right? Now, by the way, which reminds me, I just told this story because Rebecca, my daughter, says, Daddy, you never get scared. And I said, there was this one time. Me and my wife were babysitting her brother's kid. He was like 4. So he was sleeping in the other bed.
Your wife's kid.
My wife's brother's kid.
Okay, so
her nephew.
Her nephew.
Right. And he was about 4. Now, you know how some kids have that look in their eye. So you're always looking at them anyway. Like, you know, I don't know if it's a can't get right situation or you just always keep an eye on him. So I'm sleeping, right? And I roll over in my normal comfy bed with my lovely wife next to me, and he's standing on the edge of the bed staring at me.
Oh.
I say, Mal, get up! Get him out of here!
Just staring at you sleep?
Staring!
Whoa.
Over there, just imagine.
Oh, he has
you
to get
turn,
out of my house.
You roll over, and there's a little kid who you already have questions about staring at you.
Is that like a 6'10 problem?
No, I don't care what kind of problem it is. Dude.
So did he say anything to you?
No, just stared.
Mm.
I said, Mel, get up, escort him back to his sleeping quarters, and then lock the door.
What did he say?
He never talked.
Whoa.
Just stared. I'm telling you, look.
So suffice
to say, that was real life scare. That wasn't like boo. That was like, whoa. I say, hey, and on the way back, bring me my cross. We might have to have an exorcist up in here.
So the kid didn't even flinch to you being scared?
Nope.
Whoa.
Just stared. Just looked at me. I'm like, wow. And I'm telling you, like, yeah. My wife said, oh, remember that time Xavier standing on the edge of the bed? I say, yes, I do. That was both frightening and terrifying. Yeah, man. So, like, I have to be, everything has to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no nightlight.
No. Ever since I moved into this house, right, we don't have the alarm set up, but it beeps, and you got to disarm it or it'll beep. So I'll be asleep, getting my little beep, 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 beep. Got to get up and turn it off. Right? Now it tells you such a window or door is open.
So you need to be like in a cone of silence and darkness.
Yeah.
For you to sleep.
And cold.
And cold.
Yes, I have to turn the fan on and AC
on.
So
you like to sleep like a vampire.
Yeah, man. Like, there's no, like, I can't sleep. Like, if my wife watches TV, right? I cannot have TV on. I can't fall asleep with the TV.
But, like, when I picture Bam saying that I have my leg draped over the bed, is that like a, I'm saying, like, is that a 6'10 problem? Because his leg is probably draped right on the floor.
I have to take, because I have big feet, right? And it gets awkward trying to figure out how to put my feet. So I scoot down to the end of the bed and put my feet down the front of the bed. So technically, my feet hang off, you know, the bottom of the bed. So I do that. But I would imagine their feet are bigger than mine. So you might hang one, you might turn to the side, hang one off the side or whatever. But yeah, now that, nope.
Right now, my son is big on the night lights. He's got two puck lights. And then he's got his turtle stars.
Yeah, my daughter sleeps.
Projects up onto the ceilings, look like stars. And then he's got these two LED lights that you go bloop bloop.
This dude says I sound like a diva because I want to sleep with in the dark.
You got yourself some chambers. Now I'm kind of understanding why you need your hotel to be perfect.
Perfect, dude. Didn't need to be too perfect. I slept on the floor and damn near died.
You didn't die,
dude.
You did not die.
I was sick.
No.
That it felt like I was on the edge.
You were not near death.
What?
You were not near death.
What? Dude,
you got the sniffles.
The sniffles?
You got the sniffles, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Felt like I, let me tell you, first of all, it felt like I had a colonoscopy. Yeah, because I couldn't eat nothing. I'm telling you, somebody say I need a cold coffin. Yeah, I would probably sleep well in a coffin.
Just wait till we go there for the draft when we go to Vegas for the draft.
Oh no, that'd be different. But I'm telling you, yeah, man. So I like sleep in the dark. I don't need any. How about this? I put my phone in the bathroom because I have friends who are idiots, and if something happens in sports, they will text you
Why do you have to call us idiots?
Because you text, like, you just be a random text at, like, 10:30. Oh, boy, did you? No, I did not. I was asleep. I got to get up at 4:30, right? So the light, so I have to take my phone.
Why don't you just flip the phone down?
No, I have to take my phone, cover it, right, and put it in the other room.
I don't break the seal after a certain time of night. Unless somebody else sends in the text that late, you're already awake. So I'm like, all right, I might as well respond.
No. But I don't know why I say I'm a diva. Do I need my special blankie too? Nah.
Robbie, you a nightlight sleeper?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.